If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. Engineer Frank and I are here, and we had a great show. Yeah. We are going to be talking about, for the first part of the hour, we are going to be talking about how to get rid of bursitis. You know anybody that's got bursitis? If you do, you know they have it, because they're going to let you know, I'm hurting, I got stiff joints. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that. Also, we're going to be looking at some supplement secrets, and if we have time, how can we improve digestion? So, lots to talk about here on the show. And before we get into all that good stuff, we have a crack report, but big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting them up in prayer. I'm lifting all of you up in prayer. I'm lifting all of America up in prayer. All the righteous, sane, common sense individuals, I'm lifting up in prayer. I'm praying for the ones that are not, you know, that they get some common sense And, we get back on track. I feel like this country's way off track. Isn't it frustrating? Am I the only one that's frustrated? I don't think so. So I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time, because we're going to need some supernatural help to pull this one off, because this is getting insane. So mind the time, folks. It grows short. Without further ado, let's do the crack report. All righty, what do we got in the quacker? Well, let's see. The Food and Drug Administration and the FDA, they're in the news. They found more unexpected contaminants, infectious bioweapons, if you will, kind of just stored away haphazardly, not under any safety protocols. Yeah, the Food and Drug Administration official said yesterday that the undocumented collection contained not just a half a dozen little glass vials with smallpox, which we heard about recently. No. The undocumented, unaccounted for vials that they found were 327. Mm-hmm. They were carefully packed, and most of them had the pathogens labeled on them, like dengue fever, influenza, and rickettsia, which is a gram-negative infectious bacteria usually found in ticks, lice, fleas, mites, and chiggers. Mm. So just last week, they only said, well, there were six little glass vials with smallpox dating back from the 50s, but, we took care of it. No, there was 327 vials. That's right. So the new revelations are raising eyebrows and concerns about the government's ability to secure its collection of bioweapon hazards, deadly pathogens, and so on. Now, samples, including those that were labeled smallpox, they found in 12 boxes, and they were in cold storage like they should be. It used to be the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, and then it was the FDA administration, and then we're back to, Department of Mental, National Institutes of Health. So the building's been shared by other agencies. Somebody could have just gone in there and kind of confiscated a few vials, maybe more deadly, and they just don't know they're gone. The estimated the collection that was assembled, they say, between 1946 and 1964 by some government scientists. Mm-hmm. So several unlabeled vials, they sent them over to the CDC for testing. The 279 samples that were labeled went to Homeland Security for safekeeping. Right. So this is the second recent incident which the U.S. government health agency appears to have some problems. They're mishandling highly dangerous biological agents. Now, last month, scores of employees at the CDC in Atlanta, they were afraid that they had been exposed to anthrax because of a laboratory safety lapse, and, of course, they rolled out the antibiotics as a precaution. But, congressional testimony last Wednesday from the CDC director, Dr. Tom Frieden, he acknowledged there's some systematic safety problems that they've had for years, and he used the word has plagued the federal public health laboratories that handle dangerous germs like anthrax and bird flu. He used the word plagued. So they have a plague of safety problems. I think that's ironic. Last but not least, in the Quack Report, brain scan for U.S. troops, not our guys, but the other guys. That's right. Let's say you're a U.S. soldier in Iraq or Afghanistan, if you're over there, and how can you determine if the Iraqi or the Afghanistan soldier that's working with you is not going to become a traitor? Well, one solution was to develop a brain scan to determine who would be a criminal or someone who might betray you. That's right. So counterintelligence agent, what's his name? I'm trying to find his Daryl Small. He used to serve with the U.S. Army. He was counterintelligence from 203 to 204. He's developed this truth detection system, if you will, and they call it Handshake. And it's for soldiers to help them diagnose the trustworthiness of people that they may be working with. So it's in development. How does it work? Well, a U.S. soldier would take the equipment. Let's say an Iraqi officer is outfitted with a special helmet with electromagnetic signals, kind of like an EEG. And then it also will perform some infrared imaging. So as blood flow changes in the brain, it picks that stuff up. And the soldier would be put through a subject of through a battery of tests that would include a lot of image recognition. So the careful selection of the images are made so there's not a false positive reading. So what happens is when someone recognizes a picture that has emotional significance, the brain reacts. It experiences between 200 and 500 microsecond little hiccups, and it's picked up by the electromagnetic activity because that's going to drop an EEG pretty significantly. And the reaction happens so quickly that a subject can't react to control it, so he can't scam the system. This is interesting stuff. So they're going to determine whether or not a subject is a traitor, or if they're likely to be an individual that has the potential to betray them or become a criminal down the road. Okay, so there you go. Technology keeping our guys and gals safe. There you go. I'm all for that. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, if I had an herb that was a lie detector herb, I'd be a wealthy woman. Wish I did have one of those. I mean, everybody could use one of those. All right, well, we're going to talk about bursitis. If you have it, you know somebody that has it, how they can get rid of it, we're going to help you out. Now, although the condition called bursitis is not really life-threatening, but it does threaten the quality of life. So, and it affects about 8.7 million Americans. That's a lot of people. So for every 100 people in America, at least 32 are diagnosed with suffering from bursitis. Now, if you've been listening to Herb Talk Live, or if you've been reading any of my articles in various newsletters or newspapers, then you know that any word that has a suffix, I-T-I-S, or itis, well, it means that a specific area of the tissue of the body has become inflamed, and it's creating a malfunction and, of course, pain. So when we experience pain and inflammation, we have reduced use and function, and it impairs we're impaired, actually, and it impacts our daily life. So we're going to see what we can do about that. And is there anything, Miss Wendy, you're probably asking, you're probably thinking this, that we can do to combat bursitis, and are there natural solutions to this problem? Well, we're going to find out. That's right. So what is it exactly? So when you get the diagnosis of bursitis, we have an inflammation of the small fluid-filled pads or sacs called bursae, okay, in your joints. So the pads act like cushions, similar to the discs in between your vertebrae of the spine, and they function kind of like a shock absorber to absorb the impact to your bones, your tendons, and your muscles. So the bursitis tends to be specific. It affects specific areas. Certain areas of the body that support usually repetitive motion. So the areas affected are shoulder, elbow, hip, knee, ankle, and even your big toe. So it is related to arthritis, but medical doctors kind of treat it as a separate disease. So, well, you know, I had to ask the question, is bursitis everywhere, or is it kind of just clustered and regional? Is bursitis a condition associated with maybe certain parts of the world? Well, according to the U.S. Census Bureau International Database, bursitis is a condition well known all over the world. However, in the West, America seems to lead the nations in the number of cases of bursitis, which, kind of leads me to believe that it's most likely caused by something in the diet. Now, other parts of the world that have high numbers or cases of bursitis are Brazil, Mexico, the UK, France, Canada, Germany, Poland, Russia, the Ukraine, Spain, Italy, South Korea, Indonesia, and the Philippines, Thailand, and Vietnam, and Iran. Now, China, China is off the charts with over 41 million people suffering from bursitis. And India is not as close to that. It's like 34 million bursitis cases. So, you know, they're doing far worse, but they're not in the West. So what are they doing? We'll have to see. Well, let's talk about some of the symptoms. Now, a joint that has bursitis will feel achy and stiff, and it is kind of tender to the touch. The area will look red and swollen. Now, severe swelling can make the joint look disfigured. Now, pain also accompanies bursitis, and the area may feel warm to the touch. Some joints with bursitis will pop and often feel as if they are jammed or stuck until the joint pops. Now, the joint will pop due to what is called cavitation in the joint, which means the space within the joint has increased while the pressure within the joint drops. So when the pressure drops, carbon dioxide is released, and this creates this popping or cracking noise. Ligaments and tendons can also make this noise if they quickly are snapped back over bone, and this tends to happen especially if you have bursitis of the hip. Now, certain exercises and stretching and using a foam roller as instructed by a chiropractor can help to resolve the popping. So you can check with your chiropractor on that. They can be very beneficial in that. Now, severe bursitis can actually disable a joint and cause intense pain and even bruising. Sometimes the area can be susceptible to rashes. So bursitis can deliver sharp and shooting pain when a person exercises or even turns a certain way. And fever can also develop, so it can be a problem. Now let's look at the risks. People at a higher risk of developing bursitis are those with manual labor jobs, athletes, and even folks that are at sedentary jobs all day where you're sitting. It kind of, you know, putting pressure on the knees. So also diabetics, I'm told, and those suffering with arthritis and gout are also at higher risk of developing bursitis. So some of the high-risk areas for bursitis are going to be the elbow and knee area, okay, most highly affected areas. Now, the area affected, the reason they're highly affected areas is because the joint is just beneath the skin, and there's also the possibility that the skin could rupture or puncture and increase the risk of an infection in the bursae, which is called septic bursitis. All right, let's talk about risks. People at high risk of developing bursitis are those with, well, we just talked about that, manual labor jobs. I wanted to jump to this one. Famous people with bursitis. Tom Hanks, have you heard? He experienced a fluid-filled bursitis bump on his right elbow, and he had to have it drained. He's kind of looking funky, you know, almost like a golf ball at the end of his elbow. That's what it looked like. Another actor who had fairly visible joint disease after middle age was Charlton Heston. Remember him? Although he was classified as having arthritis, but probably had some bursitis in there too because his knees were fairly disfigured. All right, let's talk about some treatments. Now, if you have mild or moderate bursitis, medical doctors tend to recommend resting. Don't do those repetitive movements. Avoid that. Also, as much as possible, you know, use ice and anti-inflammatory drugs for several weeks. That's what they tell you to do. Now, bursitis can subside, but then it usually flares back up again. So, you know, there's over 100 drugs doctors can prescribe for bursitis, including aspirin, and all of them are going to have side effects. Now, the drugs may relieve the symptoms, but they will wreck the liver in the process. So for severe cases, doctors even may recommend surgery and removal or repair of the bursa, but you know what? The joint's never going to be the same. once they get in there and start, you know, swabbing around, removing debris, and whatever else they want to say. All right, let's talk about fighting back with foods. How about that? There is a way to do it. Bursitis can be affected by food allergies. Now, food allergies cause more inflammation, so keep your food journal, and you'll be able to identify some of the foods that make your bursitis worse or flare up. And those foods typically are going to be things like alcohol, vegetable oils, unsaturated fats, processed foods, sugar, chocolate, red meats, shellfish, and refined white flour. Now, I knew somebody that had kind of like the gouty bursitis thing, and when that person ate refined processed foods with white flour, their bursitis kicked up. So got to stay away from, you know, bakery items, things like that. So foods that are rich in certain nutrients also are going to help the body to heal you of your bursitis. So you want to look at foods that are high in vitamin C, like your bell peppers, lots of fruits and dark green leafy vegetables. Also, some foods with enzymes help reduce the inflamed tissue, like pineapple with the enzyme bromelain. Papaya also contains an enzyme, papain, and it also reduces inflammation. So if you are not giving up your red meat, well, then make sure that your red meat is grass-fed meat. It's going to offer 25% more omega-3 fatty acids. Also, you want to check your olive oil. Make sure that it's pure, not mixed with other oils, and it's full of omega-3 fatty acids and not those nasty omega-6 fatty acids. Now, some grains will inflame joints, so it's best to stick with the ones that don't, like barley, oats, quinoa, and burglar. All right. Also, minerals are going to be helpful and some other nutrients. Let's rally up that help. Why not? So in a journal of the American Society of Clinical Nutrition, they reported in 2007 that magnesium reduces the systemic inflammation, but it had to be a natural form of magnesium and not the synthetic chemicals. For instance, you might want to eat some magnesium-rich foods like your green leafy vegetables, bananas, lentils, and oats. Phosphorus was another nutrient which helps tissue repair, and it supplies a lot of energy to the body. So if you're going to find phosphorus in your beef, poultry, fish, eggs, and whole grains, and we're going to also cover some herbs in just a minute. Now, there are some herbs that the University of Maryland published were helpful, they said, for bursitis, excellent for arthritis and gout as well. They said that the herbs that they would list would be willow bark, boswellia, which is also known as frankincense, and turmeric. The herb recommended for the bruising was the arnica. Now let's talk about some of those phosphate-rich foods or herbs for your joints, because I like to tap into those phosphate-rich herbs to help tired, old, popping, swollen, weak joints. And sometimes, you know, the calcium supplements are just not enough, so I like to layer in some phosphorus-rich herbs for the extra energy to speed up the process of rebuilding those tissues. So I like to use peppermint, and that's an herb with an analgesic effect as well, and that'll block pain without disrupting your central nervous system. Therefore, peppermint will reduce your inflammation and your swelling, especially in your joint. Peppermint is a great herb to use in place of narcotics, too. Now, if there's fluid in the joint, then I will also add some lobelia inflata. It's an herb that will kind of work like a diuretic, get rid of the edema. And you want to watch it, though, if you're taking water pills or diuretics. I wouldn't use both. Now, what else would I use for the bursitis? Well, the herbs that contain very high phosphorus, like I said, are going to have like 600 to over 1,000 milligrams. So herbs that have the high rating of phosphorus will be more like 300 to 600 milligrams. Anything below that is going to be average to very low in phosphorus. Now, your very high phosphorus herbs, again, are going to be your peppermint, also milk thistle, Siberian ginseng, and fennel seed. Now, if you want more anti-inflammatory, then layer in some of that willow bark and meadow sweet. It's an excellent herb to have on hand. And for muscles, bones, tendons, and ligament support, I like to use some calcium-rich plants like oat straw and horsetail. So you can get your bursitis-busting herbs. You know where to go, right? The folks at Apothecary Herbs. Oh, yeah. Apothecary Herbs does offer your certified organic whole food herbal formulas that have a long shelf life, and they're going to help you out if you have bursitis. They do have the calcium-rich herbs to support your bones, muscles, tendons, and ligaments, and it's called calcium formula. All plants, all organic. And then they also have the anti-inflammatory herbs, like the willow bark and meadow sweet the University of Maryland was mentioning. And that's in their pain anti-inflammatory formula, and they have that in regular and extra strength. And they also have the herbs to help relieve that stiffness in the joints and help with bruising. It's a special rub, and we call it arthritis rub. It's awesome for bursitis, too. And for that analgesic action to stop pain, that peppermint tincture is available. And the other phosphate-rich herbs of milk thistle, Siberian ginseng, fennel seed, and also maybe some dandelion, throw that in there. Those are all available, too, at thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you got that fluid on the joint, instead of getting a needle stuck in your joint and having to go to the doctor and having offices and all that stuff, you might want to try a little lobelia herb, and that's going to be found in the relaxation formula. So that's awesome stuff to have. Now, for just some overall more nutrition, if you're not getting enough vitamins, minerals, and amino acids, well, then you definitely want to tap into the Body Foundation food mix. Powder, throw it in juice for breakfast. It's water-soluble. It's in the system in 60 seconds, just like your liquid tinctures. There's nothing the body has to digest. So it's very efficient delivery system, and you're going to get more out of your supplements that way, and you'll save money in the long run, and you'll be healthier. Now, what we've done is we've organized a lot of these products under a section on the PowerHerbs.com website, on the Apothecary Herbs website, and we've called it bursitis and arthritis, so you can find this stuff really easy. So, by the way, prices on most of the herbal formulas will be going up in August, so now's the time to stock up before the price hike. Unfortunately, things are going up in price, and we can't stop it, and unfortunately it's got to happen. So, but now you can get what you need, stock up before that happens. You can go to thepowerherbs.com, and look on the navigational area for the bursitis and arthritis area and click on that, and the items will be there. I think what I might do is put a little package together, too, where you can just click one thing and get the whole collection. So we'll add that soon, probably by this weekend, so it makes it a little easier. So thepowerherbs.com, or if you need, give them a call and get a free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. That's right. And that body food mix, folks, if you're feeling tired and worn out and just weary, try some of the body food mix. It'll just perk you right up, just give you lots of stamina. I just think it's an awesome thing to have. It's all plant, organic plants, and not going to raise the blood pressure. And it's going to provide minerals and nutrients and amino acids that you're probably not getting in your foods these days because the foods these days, you know, well, we got issues with the foods, don't we? America has issues. We got to take a break, folks. And when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about some supplement secrets. And we're also going to be talking about improving digestion. So don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Feels good to be alive. I'm alive and I'm waiting. jumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Ba-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowing? I come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it, do, do, feeling groovy. promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to speak. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
Oh yeah, da 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 da. Oh man, life's groovy. All right, you know, gotta slide back into the 70s once in a while, right? Well, we're gonna talk about some. Who needs vitamins? I think pretty much everybody does these days. Supplement secrets is coming your way. That's right. Now, researching this, North America has a little over 500 million people. That's about, 32 people per square mile. Half the population says they need vitamin supplements. Now, the top consumers for the average supplement sold at your drugstores or your health food stores, like Walmart, for instance, are the pregnant woman vitamins. People buy those. They buy vitamins for small children, probably the little baby dinosaur chewables. And also they buy supplements for the elderly. Now, it's, you know, is it just marketing hype, or does over half the populace really need vitamins and supplements? Well, a lot of Americans still believe you are what you eat, and they also feel that additional vitamins and minerals kind of necessary because the food seems a little bit nutrient depleted, maybe a lot nutrient depleted. I mean, if you taste a conventional apple compared to our certified organically grown apple, there is no comparison, folks. The conventional apple doesn't even have any flavor. So watery, doesn't have any flavor at all. Not crunchy or crispy. Ugh, you know, I have a Labrador. You know, you get out one of those organic apples, hunty, you're not getting rid of that dog till you share that thing. He loves apples. Now, those that are using supplements often use them, you know, more for energy or to help them avoid conditions like heart disease, the arthritis, bursitis, gout issue, cancer, and even the common cold. So are certain people more at risk of poor health if they don't use supplements to help out their diet? Well, we're going to take a look at this. So here's what we know. Even though we don't see too many articles in the medical journals that extol the health benefits of vitamins and mineral nutrition, there are a few categories we need to be sensitive to. Now, our lifestyle can put us at a greater risk of developing a serious health condition due to nutrient deficiency. So if you are on the low-calorie diets, if you're pregnant, if you have excessive menstrual bleeding, if you smoke, or you drink a lot of alcohol, and you take a lot of prescription drugs, if you use even recreational drugs, if you're on the elderly side and don't always eat properly, you know, elderly people don't always do that, then, by the way, you're going to be at risk of nutrient depletion. So drugs, alcohol, and tobacco all affect nutrient absorption. So empty calories from your alcohol and your soda can hinder healthy eating and further deplete your efforts at getting nutrients. So changing the lifestyle, adding quality supplements is going to make a big difference. However, prescription medications and supplements can sometimes work against each other. So you want to do your homework before you use anything like that. The most common counter-regulatory warnings come when you take prescriptions like diabetic meds, cancer drugs, heart disease meds, epilepsy or seizure drugs, prostate medications, blood thinners, blood pressure meds, hormone replacement drugs, Parkinson's disease medications, and antidepressants. So those are the ones that are pretty much going to be difficult when it comes to using natural means to improve your system. All right, let's talk about some of these water-soluble nutrients. Now, some of the most vital nutrients will dissolve in water, such as your vitamin B and your vitamin C. You might be saying, well, so what? Well, these vitamins are not as readily stored in fat, and the body eliminates them with the exception of vitamin B12. So you're going to need to consistently supply these vitamins to your body through the diet. So your water-soluble vitamins are fragile, and they get destroyed by heat or cooking. So your nuts and your seeds and your green leafy vegetables and your fruits are going to contain this nutrition, so you don't need to cook those. Hopefully you don't. So you are, if you're over 60 years old, you know, you really need 30% more calcium and vitamin D than everybody else. All right, let's talk about the body mass index thing. Health insurance, life insurance companies, as well as your government are using the body mass index to calculate your future healthcare costs and, I guess, your future value, really. Body mass index calculates the percentage of your body fat. So each time you visit your doctor or your chiropractor even, they might weigh you in and check your body mass index, and then they enter that into your health records. Now, nearly 70% of adult Americans and 50% of children tend to be overweight. Now, a third of the nation is obese, and I never thought that I would see so many really, reality weight loss programs on TV and primetime. So if your body mass index is over 30, they say you are in the obese category, and nutrition and exercise can help you correct that. So here is an example of how you can calculate your body mass index. Or you can check out your body mass index healthy weight index chart at cdc.gov. They have one there. So your body weight is divided by your height in inches, then squared, and then you multiply it by 703. So 150 pounds, let's say you're 150 pounds, you divide it by 5 foot 5, that's 65 inches squared times 703 equals 24.96. That's what your body mass index is if you're 155 pounds and you're 5 foot 5. Okay, now a majority of the overweight individuals are malnourished because, well, they eat too much processed sugar, processed foods that are high in fat, and really don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. So those suffering with anorexia or bulimia also are in this category. So vegetarians and vegans are not necessarily malnourished, but they do need to be sensitive to get more vitamin B12, iron, calcium, vitamin D, and zinc. So I know if you could take a lot of these snack foods and substitute it with apples, for instance, bag of chips, get a bag of apples, you know. And if you eat an apple a day, by the end of a year, you'll lose 10 pounds. Yep, apples will help you lose weight. All right, so let's look at a nutrient buster. So if you've developed a disease, and you know some disease in itself can actually hinder nutrient absorption. For instance, if you have a gastrointestinal or an inflammatory disease, that it can cause a nutrient deficiency. So your prescription medications can also tend to block the absorption of a lot of nutrition. And then your metabolic transport of your vitamins and minerals from your foods is hindered. For example, if you take anti-seizure medicines or birth control pills, or maybe some of those anti-inflammatory over-the-counter and non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, or maybe some chemotherapy drugs. If you're on any of that stuff, you will become nutrient deficient. Now, smoking is also going to block the absorption of your nutrients by as much as 50%. Okay, so if you've got like a back problem, I don't know, sciatica, and you're kind of popping the Advil and the Aleve and all those other things on a regular basis, not only is that taking your kidneys and your liver out, but it's not getting at the source of the problem, and you're not getting the nutrition that you need. Well, let's look at some really super nutrients. There are a few foods that will offer a little more nutrition than the average food. Many nutritionalists will call these superfoods, so we're going to go over them right now. On the list is blueberries. Who doesn't like blueberries? They're awesome. They have loads of antioxidants, and they protect your cells from toxins and disease. So they are pretty to look at and a handy snack. It can be found almost all year round. Yeah, if I bring home a little carton of blueberries, they're not here very long. My kids scarf them down, you know. They're just gone. All right, Salmon is also on the list. Essential omega-3 fatty acids are going to help you out and counteract those bad fats. So it is also loaded with protein and vitamins and minerals like selenium, iron, magnesium, calcium, your phosphorus for repairing and giving energy to the body, zinc, and a whole slew of vitamins like vitamin A, B, D, and E. It's an excellent source of nutrition. It's a great choice if you want to avoid conditions like asthma, arrhythmias, diabetes, ulcers, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, inflammatory bowel disease, migraine headaches, arthritis, rheumatoid and osteoarthritis, and skin problems like eczema, psoriasis, and acne. Salmon can do that. Isn't that great? Spinach is on the list as a superfood. And we talked about the chlorophyll and the dark green vegetables before many times. But spinach is really loaded with manganese, iron, calcium, and lots of antioxidants, along with your vitamin A and vitamin K for healthy eyesight. So spinach is an excellent, excellent item to put into your salad. Add it to your favorite Italian dish, whatever you want to do. It is awesome. I like it pretty much raw and uncooked. Spinach salads all the time. I think today I had a spinach salad, and I put almond slivers, cranberries, and what else did I put there? Oh, orange slices. What do you call those little oranges? I can't think of. I'm just drawing a blank. Little ones in a can, you know, the little ones. Oh, I'll think of it later. I'm trying to go to sleep tonight. But just a little bit of sweet with the tangy on the cranberry and the crunchiness of the almonds. Awesome with the spinach. See there? Little, you know, vinaigrette dressing, and you're good to go. Also on the list is tomatoes. And the lycopene in the tomato itself is going to keep the heart pumping really well. Very valuable pigments and antioxidants in your tomatoes. Research on your lycopene is suggesting it lowers the risk of prostate cancer and heart disease. So you can get your tomatoes and eat them as much as you like. Great benefits. 10 servings or more a week is what they recommend in science world for those benefits. We're not going to count the ketchup. Okay, ketchup doesn't count. So lots of vitamin C in your tomatoes. It's almost as rich a vitamin C food as you can get. Red grapefruit is another one. Red or pink grapefruit will also have a lot of those vitamin nutrients. Watermelon has lycopene as well. So there you go. Now, olive oil is on the list. Of course, you want to make sure your olive oil is real olive oil. It's not cut or, you know, adulterated with something else. You got to make sure it's the real deal. Healthy monounsaturated fats, lots of omega-3 fatty acids there for the cardiovascular system. It also gives your face a healthy glow. Yeah, you know, if you ever see the prettiest ladies with the prettiest skin, and a lot of them will have a regimen where they'll put olive oil on their skin, you know, before they go to bed at night. So it's just one of those things. It's great. I like to drizzle olive oil on my spinach salads, over my baked potatoes, put it on garlic bread, you name it. It's awesome stuff. Also on the list is almonds. A lot of nutrition packed in this really small little nut. Lots of minerals, lots of fatty acids, and vitamin E to help your heart out. It's awesome. I'm not done. The list is still here. Oats is on the list. Lots of grains to help lower cholesterol. Keep your blood vessels strong and flexible. Adds fiber. Improves your digestion. Garlic is on the list. A natural antibiotic. Helps you out in a variety of ways, including your heart health, cardiovascular, blood sugar, and immune system. Strawberries made the list as well. Awesome, awesome. Packed with antioxidants, potassium, vitamin C, and folate. All good nutrition for healthy hearts. The phenols in your strawberries will protect you from cancer, heart disease, arthritis, probably bursitis too, and other ailments. And lastly on the list is goji berries. If you can get some really authentic ones, lots of antioxidants in your goji berries. So make sure you get the authentic berry. It'll have 18 amino acids in it. It'll have triple the beta carotene that carrots have for healthy eyesight and other minerals and vitamin nutrition. So Tibet will have the best goji berries, and they limit the exportation of the very best gojis from there. So kind of hard to get, and they're not cheap. All right, so you got your special superfood list there. And, you know, if you just can't get enough of those items from your grocery store, you just can't, you don't have enough time to eat well, then the folks at Apothecary Herbs have put together some powdered superfood herbs in a powdered mix that you can add to a smoothie, your vegetable or citrus juice, and just drink it down at breakfast, and it'll cover you through the day. It'll cover your vitamins, your minerals, your amino acids, and your plant proteins. And so it's antioxidant rich, and it's an amazing thing to have. It also helps you deal with stress better. So if you had a really bad day, you take some of that, and, you know, it'll help you deal with this chaotic world we live in. So it's called Body Foundation Food Mix, and it's on the powerherbs.com website, and you can get there by going to thepowerherbs.com. Or give them a call. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, that item did have a slight bump up in price recently. It went into effect right away by a couple of dollars. That's the way it's going now. With everything getting harder to get supplies-wise, and then the costs are going up as well. So, unfortunately, it's the way it's going. So if you want to, on the other herbal products on the website, they will be initiating a price hike in August. So now's the time to get some of the other products that you needed, your cleanses, your diabetic stuff, your formulas for bursitis and arthritis, and save the money before the price goes up. I think basically what I found out was the biggest price increase was on, like, the larger sizes, and I think that's because of the packaging, you know, the bottles and everything. Those items went up in cost. So anyway, we try to keep the prices down and provide you the superior product and herbal formulas, and hopefully, the little bump in price won't deter you. Well, you can give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663, and that's a toll-free number. It's a 24/7 number, or visit the website, thepowerherbs.com. You know, I have a few minutes, but I don't have enough time to cover the topic on improving digestion, so we're going to hold that over till next week. But I do have a little snippet of information here that we can talk about on, you ever get that kind of weird metallic-y taste in your mouth? You ever wonder about that? There's a lot of people that get that. Over a million Americans, like 6% of Americans, say they experience that. It's a little different. It can be a disorder called hypoglycemia. Some patients also experience a little fatigue when they get the metallic taste. There are like 79 conditions that are related to having a metal taste in your mouth. So we're going to look at a few of them. The causes are, there are many of them, but a lot of times it includes medications that people are taking. Lithium-based, linked to the antidepressants especially, can cause that metallic taste in the mouth. Another cause is zinc deficiency. Another problem could be you're going through menopause, or you're pregnant and didn't know it. Oops. Also, radiation exposure, nerve damage, and having dental problems or oral health disease can be the cause. If you're not drinking enough water, this can be a cause as well, because you don't get enough liquids that are being consumed, and it's dehydrating the mouth tissue. Also, if you consume too much alcohol or caffeine-type beverages, also very dehydrating to the oral cavity, this can create that taste. Now, certain viral infections, like mononucleosis, can also produce a fatigue, dry mouth, metallic-y taste situation. Acute sinusitis has also been related to taste disorders like this. Type 2 diabetes is on the list as well, and it has to be linked to their insulin drugs. It's usually because of the medicines. But there is a full list of conditions that can cause this, and WebMD.com has those lists of multiple symptoms, situations you can check off and see if you fit into any of those. But let's really quick tap into the drug culprits. We mentioned the antidepressants, especially those for bipolar disorder. They can be the possible cause of that metallic taste. But other drugs are antibiotics like Viaxin or Flagyl are used usually as a broad-spectrum bacterial antibacterial drug. Now, thyroid medications like Capritril and even your high blood pressure medications can also give you that metallic taste. Drugs that treat skin infections and rheumatoid arthritis drugs, as well as kidney stone medicines and cancer treatments, can also be causing this taste disorder. And if you're taking medicines for MS or for anemia, these drugs can offer a taste disorder side effect. So if you have too much copper in your body, this could also be the problem why you have this metallic-y taste. Now, how does a doctor diagnose this? Well, they do a number of tests in order to narrow down the possibilities of the cause, and most often there'll be a series of chemicals that will be tested on your tongue to see if there's a stimulating receptor cell on your taste buds, and the saliva sample is also tested. Other tests are your CT scans, your MRIs, of course, blood tests, may also produce negative results. So a lot of things they run you through the gamut to see. So let's say they say, okay, you got a metallic taste in the mouth. How do they treat that? Well, depending on the cause of the treatment, it will vary. Common treatments are they may give you some zinc supplements, for instance, or they may say you need more artificial saliva. They often give that to radiation patients that experience dry mouth. Also, side effects of artificial saliva are going to be tooth decay and yeast infections, so be aware of that. Other drugs used are to promote saliva production tend to be anesthetics, as well as more antidepressants, and perhaps even nerve microsurgery could be the treatment. So do your homework on any of that before you do that. And here's an interesting coincidence. Let me ask you if you think it is a coincidence. Is it a coincidence that folks who add cardio workouts to their exercise routine and who may be out of shape complain that they have this metallic or bloody taste or both in their mouth? No scientific evidence to suggest that's the cause, but many folks seem to say they experience that. So let's say you ruled out some common causes for your taste disorder and you still have the problem. Well, are you taking calcium carbonate supplements? So if you are taking them, you may have a synthetic or an animal ingredient that's causing it, so you might want to stop taking those. So if you want to get a whole food calcium product, you want to get it from plants because they'll have that that proper calcium ratio to your boron and magnesium mineral uptake requirement, and that way that it goes to the bones and the muscles where it needs to be. So you might want to check out the calcium formula that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. So you may also have some metal fillings and crowns in your mouth that are causing the problem, may need a little attention. So you might want to visit your dentist just to check that out. So you have some options there. Also, you have a heart formula. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have a cardiovascular formula that you could tap into, the calcium one I mentioned. There is a formula also for sinusitis, so you don't have to take those drugs. And they do have some herbs for depression and anxiety, so you don't have to take the bipolar stuff if you don't want to. And also, they have a tooth and gum restore that's awesome. So there's lots of things you can do that are natural, safe, effective, and not as expensive as the pharmaceutical version. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. They have a toll-free number, 866-229-3663. Get you a free product catalog. Hey, I'm out of time. Until next time, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.